佛根帝念佛法会开示，上宣下化老和尚讲于1975年于美国奥利港州。
Instructional Talks by the Venerable Master during Buddha Recitation Session at Buddha Root Farm, given by the Venerable Master in 1975 in Oregon.
1975年夏天，比尔·布莱佛决定在他位于奥利港州芦苇港史密斯河畔的佛根帝农场举办一次户外的念佛法会。他邀请宣公上人及金山寺的四众弟子们共襄盛举。在得到上人的同意之后，于1975年的8月，从美国各地而来的50几位修行人聚会在佛根帝，参加为期一周的念佛法会。
In the summer of 1975, Bill Brevoort, owner of the Buddha Root Farm on the Smith River near Reedsport, Oregon, decided he wanted to host an outdoors Buddha recitation session on his land. He requested the Venerable Master Hua and the Fourfold Assembly of Gold Mountain Monastery to join in the session. The Venerable Master assented, and in August 1975, a group of over 50 cultivators from all over the U.S. gathered at the farm to attend a week-long session of reciting the Buddha's name.
这是传统的佛七法会首次在户外的山上举行。当地搭起了大型帐篷来遮挡下午的烈日及阵雨，也在帐篷四周清理出了一条走道，供与会者绕佛，沿着长满金黄色草丛及野花的河畔，大众一起念佛，参加仪式，听法。在大家用功静下心念佛后，有的人达到清安的境界，有人则尝到了念佛的法味。
This was the first time that a traditional Buddha recitation session was held in the open air in the mountains. A large main tent was set up to provide shelter from the hot afternoon sun and occasional downpours of rain. Beside the tent, a circular path was cleared for the members of the assembly to use during walking recitation. Beside the winding river, the yellow grasses, and the wildflowers, the assembly recited the Buddha's name, attended ceremonies, and listened to instructional talks. The participants worked on quieting the mind. Some attained the state of light ease, or gained the flavor of Buddha recitation.
当一周活动结束时，有17人皈依三宝，礼宣公上人为师。佛期期间，上人每天开示2次，下午一次，晚间一次。上人生动地讲解净度法门，解说基本的修持方法。不但初学者能明了，有经验的老修行更能因之体悟深妙的佛理。上人的开示为佛根帝的与会大众带来了既富启发性而又正确的指示，这些都是未来修行者的佛法宝藏。
At the end of the week, 17 people took refuge with the Triple Jewel and bowed to the Venerable Master as their teacher. During the session, Venerable Master gave talks twice daily, one in the afternoon and another in the evening. He brought the Pure Land Dharma Door alive, explaining the fundamentals of practice and revealing the fruits of cultivation. He spoke so simply that even the absolute beginners could comprehend the principles, and yet words awakened more experienced cultivators to the profundities of the Buddha Dharma. The Venerable Master's words provided inspiration and instruction for all assembled at the Buddha Root Farm, and they serve as a wealth of Dharma for cultivators of the future. August 17th, 1975, Instructional Talks.
南无常住十方佛，南无常住十方法， Namo Changzhu Shifang Seng Namo本师释迦牟尼佛那么佛顶首楞严那么观世音菩萨那么金刚藏菩萨 How are you everybody? 那么今天呢这个法会在这样啊天气下雨的时候有这么多人呢到这深山里头来开荒来种这个菩提种子来啊将来要解这个佛果这是啊很不可思议的一件事
Homage to the eternally dwelling Buddhas of the Ten Directions.Homage to the eternally dwelling Dharma of the Ten Directions. Homage to our teacher, Sakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the Sharangama from the Buddha's crown. Homage to the Bodhisattva who observes the world's sounds. Homage to the Vajra Treasury Bodhisattvas. How are you? This Dharma assembly is wonderful. Despite the rain, so many people have gathered here deep in the mountains to blaze trails through the wilderness.We are here to plant the seeds of Bodhi, so that in the future we may harvest the fruit of Buddhahood.
什么叫种菩提的种子？他们到了这个山里边来，啊，这一位这个标居士，他给这个山的名字起叫佛根地。那么佛根地。必须要种菩提种子啊，先下菩提种然后啊才能扎下这个佛根将来成就这个佛果啊，所以各位到这儿来的人呢啊，这是非常重要的一件事
What is meant by planting the seeds of Bodhi? Upasaka Bill has named this placeBuddha Root Farm. At Buddha Root Farm, one should plant Bodhi seeds. First you plant a Bodhi seed, then you send down the Buddha roots, and in the future you will reap the Buddha fruit. So your coming here is an extremely important first step.
Why is it important? Because you chant Buddha, you can end death.也好像佛呀去教化众生那么所有的人从无始劫以来生了又死死了又生生生死死不知道经过这个轮回多少次也没有遇到啊这个念佛的法门所以呀、啊这个生死也没有了。
Why do I say that it's important? Because if you recite the Buddha's name, you can end birth and death, and then, like the Buddha, you can teach and transform living beings. From limitless eons, past until now, each one of us has been born and then died, has died and been born, passed through birth upon birth, death after death. Who knows how many times we've turned on the wheel?We have not yet encountered the Dharma door of Buddha recitation, and so we have not ended birth and death.
现在我们遇到这个念佛的法门啊，能以升到西方极乐世界去，这是啊，非常重要的。念佛法门既然是这么样重要， 能令一切众生了生死脱轮回啊，离苦得乐啊，这样的法门这么样子重要，俺们所有来参加的人啊，就要拿出一个真心来念佛。
Now, having learned the method of Buddha recitation, we can be reborn in the western land of ultimate bliss. This is extremely important. Buddha recitation is a serious matter because it can cause all living beings to end birth and death, gain release from the revolving wheel, separate from suffering, and attain bliss. Since it is so important, all of us participating here should be sincere and recite with a true heart.
你用真心念佛啊，是有一种试验的。你是用真心念佛啊，这个蚊子不会咬你啊。你要是不用真心念佛呢，那个蚊子啊就会来咬你了。你要用真心念佛，也不怕下雨啊，下雨下得再大啊，他也挡不住我这个念佛的心啊。你念佛念的风也吹不透，雨也打不透，这样子啊，只有一个念佛的心，你要能这样子，这个雨也不会下了啊，根本就没有雨下啊，这个一定天气非常好，蚊子也不咬你，雨也不下了啊，你看，这就是你真心念佛的感应。
There's a way to determine if you are reciting with a true heart. If you are sincere, the mosquitoes will not bite you. If you are insincere, the mosquitoes will bite you. If you recite with a true heart, you won't be bothered by the rain. No matter how it pours, it won't dampen the mind which recites the Buddha's name. Recite until the wind blows, but it doesn't touch you. The rain pours, but it doesn't fall on you. If your only thoughts are to chant the Buddha's name, then it won't rain. The weather will be fine, that's certain. The mosquitoes won't bite you, and the rain won't fall. These are some responses that come from sincere recitation of the Buddha's name.
要没有真心呢啊，那就下雨啊，蚊子也咬啊，坐那地方也觉得不舒服啊啊，你要真心念，就算蚊子咬你，你也不管它，就像没有咬我一样的啊，我要忍耐这个蚊子咬这个痛苦啊，我只有念佛的一个心，所以蚊子咬我也不知道了，不要说它不会咬，就会咬，你不知道了，那就是真心。你也不知道下雨了，那就是真心。
If you are simply pretending, then it will rain. The mosquitoes will bite, and you'll be miserable sitting there. If you recite well, however, even when the mosquitoes bite, you'll pay no attention to them, and so it will be as if they hadn't bitten. You should think, I will endure the pain of being bitten. My only thought is to recite the Buddha's name. If the mosquitoes bite,I won't even know it. If you don't feel the bugs bite, and if you don't know it's raining, that's being true-hearted.
那么你能这有这种的诚心啊，你一定会有特别感应的。或者你见着阿弥陀佛来给你摩顶来，或者你见着阿弥陀佛放光来摄受你，或者你见着阿弥陀佛呀来用这个衣啊。你的身体，这个都是感应啊，这衣服我体，手摸我头，衣服我体啊，阿弥陀佛呀，能这个样子啊，所以呀，你要能不怕蚊子咬，不怕下雨，来回也不怕这个路不好走，那都是念佛的真心的表现。
If your heart is sincere, you will certainly have a special response.You may see Amitabha Buddha coming to rub you on the crown of your head, or you may see him bathing you in light. Amitabha Buddha may appear and cover you with his sash. These are all responses. His hand rubs my head. His sash covers me. Amitabha Buddha may respond in these ways.
那么真心啊，就是蚊子咬了也不知道，所以我说蚊不咬你，因为你不知道蚊子咬了啊，蚊子咬也不知道了，那就是真心了。啊，你要啊，这个有个蚊子，哦哦，这又有个，这个竟打蚊子了，那个念佛就忘了啊。这不是讲笑话，这是很重要的。所以呀、这个国语今天对我讲说有小蚊子来咬他，我就知道哦，你念佛没念好啊，你没有真心念佛，所以蚊子就咬你。蚊子呢是一切是考验，看儿怎么办啊，对镜绕不实，须再从头练啊，你连个蚊子的这个魔障你都退不了，那你哎，那真是白念佛了。
So if you don't fear the mosquitoes will bite, if your heart is true, even when mosquitoes bite, you won't feel it. That's why I say they won't bite. They won't bite because you won't know that you have been bitten. If as soon as a bug flies near you, you think, oh no, here comes a mosquito, and try to brush it away, then you've forgotten about reciting. This is not a joke.It's a very serious matter. When Guo Yu said to me today that a mosquito had bitten him, I said, you haven't been mindful, and that's why the mosquito bit you. The mosquitoes are just acting on the principle that everything's a test to see what you will do. If you don't recognize what's before your eyes, you have to start anew. If you can't even deal with the demonic obstacle of a mosquito, then you've really chanted the Buddha's name in vain.
好了，今天呢，就是这样的。希望各位今天晚间呢，都good sleeping， no mosquito go to bite you， 没有蚊子咬你。你要是念佛也念得像睡觉那个样子，蚊子咬的时候也不知道，那就好了。
That's all for today.I hope you all sleep well and that the mosquitoes don't bite. If you recite as if you were asleep, then if the mosquitoes bite, you won't know it. When you're asleep, don't feel them bite. If you recite well, it's the same way. Instructional Talks.Of the Buddha Recitation Session, August 18th, 1975.
今天呢是这个念佛期的第一天。这第一天呢，念佛。有的人呢念过佛就知道念佛的好处，有的人没有念过佛呢就不知道是做什么。那么那么那么那么什么呢啊，阿弥陀阿弥陀又是个什么呢啊，不大爷啊，佛是不大爷，这个是做什么呢，这是啊，走着念，站着念，坐着念啊，甚至于躺着睡觉的时候啊，心里也念，这有什么用呢？
Today is the first day of the Buddha recitation session. Those who have chanted the Buddha's name before know of its advantages. Those who have never recited before will not know what we are doing. Namo, namo, namo what? Amitabha. Well, what is Amitabha anyway? A Buddha. But what are we doing? We recite while we walk?Recite while we stand, recite while we sit, and even when we lie down to sleep, our minds are still reciting. What use is it?
我现在告诉你，佛前顶礼，罪灭河沙。你在佛前呢，咱拜一拜，你的罪业就消灭有恒河沙那么多。说那我恒河沙那么多的罪业，我念佛念这么多， 那一定都消没有了。你要知道啊，你由无量劫以来啊，由你做人的那个时候开始到现在呀，不知道有多少生多少世了啊，甚至你自己也不相信呢，有前生啊，有今生，有来生，也不相信。所以在这个每一生之中都是迷迷糊糊的啊，无所明了。因为这个啊，你到现在呀也不知道这个在人世间呢所造的罪业有多少啊，每一生中所造的罪业恐怕比恒河沙都更多。
I will tell you, to bow in worship before the Buddhas eradicates offenses like the Ganges sands. If you just bow once before the Buddhas, you eradicate as much bad karma as there are grains of sand in the river Ganges. You say, as grains of sand in the river Ganges? Well, I've sung the Buddha's name so many times, certainly my offensive karma has been completely wiped away. You should be aware that from limitless eons ago, from the time when you first became a human being until the present, your incarnations are uncountable. You yourself may not even believe that you have past, present, and future lives. In each life, you were confused, muddled, and unclear. And therefore, at present, you don't know how much bad karma you have amassed as a human being. There is a reason to fear that bad deeds you have committed in one single life exceed the number of sands of grain in the Ganges.
所以啊，你念佛啊，消灭恒河沙的罪业啊，可是恒河沙的罪业，但是你罪业不知道有多少。我们罪业幸亏是没有形象，要有一个形象，每一个人罪业，每一个人的罪业都会呀，把这个虚空都装满了。因为他没有形象，所以啊啊，这个虚空还没有满啊，你的罪业就那么多。所以说啊，佛前顶礼，罪灭河沙啊，舍前一文增福量。你护持这个道场啊，有的有钱的就出钱，有的有力量的就出力啊，无论你出钱出力，这都是一样的功德啊，都会啊种你的善根。
Although reciting the Buddha's name will eradicate offense karma, like the Ganges sands, you don't know how much of it exists. Fortunately, our bad deeds have no material form. If they did, each individual's karma would completely fill space. That's the extent of your offenses. But because karma has no material form, empty space has yet to be filled. So it says, to bow and worship before the Buddhas eradicates offenses like the Ganges sands. To give a single penny increases your blessings without limit. In supporting the Bodhimanda, those with money, give money. Those with strength, give strength. Whether you give money or strength, the merit and virtue are the same, and they help you to plant good roots.
那么这是啊，佛前顶礼，罪灭河沙，舍前一文增福量。那么念佛一生呢，念佛一生能灭这个九十一劫的生死重罪。九十一劫啊，这个不是九十一劫，九十一劫，亿就是百千万亿那个亿啊，生死的重罪。所以呀，俺们现在在这个没有佛法的国家，俺们能遇到啊佛法，能以呀 啊有善知识来教我们念佛的法门，这个是很稀有的啊。所以啊，各位把这个最宝贵的时间不要随随便便把它空过去啊，要很注意的 很那么用功啊，来这个念佛，这才是啊这个不白呀、啊、参加这个佛七。
To recite the Buddha's name but once eradicates the grave offenses committed during the 90 million eons of birth and death. In America, where the Buddha Dharma is new, you now have the rare good fortune to encounter this method. What's more, you've met with a good advisor, one who can teach you the method of Buddha recitation. No one should casually waste this precious time. Be very conscientious, work hard at your recitation, and you will not have attended this session in vain.
啊，所以你看，我们在这个露天念佛，啊，这个小僧有露营啊，就到外边去啊，到山上那个去住啊，没上边没有什么盖的，那叫露营，啊，也就陆地坐那个露营，啊，我们这现在念佛也是露营念佛啊，露营念佛没有什么上边这个制堂雨。那么要不下雨的时候就到外边念绕佛念佛，这是一个很好的办法。那么在这个深山里边啊，能以啊有这么清静的地方啊，我们大家在这儿不是坐旁的去或者是啊玩呢、啊、或者游戏啊，回的打球啊，回的放火箭呢、啊？我们现在在这儿不是那个，不是那个事情，啊，在这儿来念佛。你看这是啊，真是微妙不可思议，在这个境界里边啊，没什么声音也没有，没有这个不像三藩市那个汽车噗噗噗噗啊，那个bus 也来呀。汽车有火车呀，啊，有飞机呀，那么多声音在这儿，你看很清静的，这是正好念佛的时候，各位应该呀特别注意，不要把这个是宝贵的时间空过去。
Here we are, bivouacked out of doors, under the open sky, camping in the wilds and reciting the Buddha's name. There's nothing to shelter us from the rain.When it's not raining, we recite while walking on a circular track. This is truly an excellent method. We have not come to this pure mountain land for sport or recreation. We're not here to play ball or set off rockets, but to recite the Buddha's name. This is truly a subtle, wonderful, and inconceivable environment. There are no sounds at all. It's not like San Francisco with its cars, buses, trolleys, and planes going...vroom, vroom, and all making a tremendous din. It's very peaceful here, and perfect for Buddha recitation. So all of you, take care not to waste this precious time.
在这个深山里边，这个空气都是新鲜的。啊，所以啊，一点浊气也没有。那么这个无浊恶世，劫浊见浊烦恼浊众生浊啊，这就是人多的地方是这样的。现在在深山里边，这就是清净极乐世界啊。你能在这个清净极乐世界修行，这种的感应道交的力量可就和那个闹市完全不同了啊，容易得到三昧，容易得到定啊，容易得到念佛三昧。
Deep in the mountains, the air is fresh, and there is not the slightest trace of pollution. The evil world of the five turbidities, the turbidity of the eon, the turbidity of views, the turbidity of living beings, the turbidity of afflictionsand the turbidity of lifespan, exist in places crowded with people. This wilderness, by contrast, is the clear, pure land of ultimate bliss. If you can cultivate in the pure land of ultimate bliss, the power of the response of the way will be completely different from that of the noisy bustle of the city. Here it is easy to enter samadhi, to gain concentration, to obtain the Buddha recitation samadhi.
你念的佛呀，啊，念一声佛，就一念的清净。你念念的啊，声声念佛，就念念都清净，念念清净就得到啊，念佛三昧。所谓一念清净一念佛，念念清净念念佛啊。俺们的旁边啊有一个小河，这个小河这个流水的声音啊那么响，你听着这个流水的声音也在念佛，他那儿也南无阿弥陀佛，刮风的声音也在念佛，也在这个演说这个摩诃的妙法啊，也在念佛啊。这个境界就和极乐世界的境界是一样的。
As you recite the Buddha's name, every sound of the Buddha's name is a thought of purity. When every sound is recitation, every thought is clear and pure. When every thought is clear and pure, you obtain the Buddha recitation, samadhi. As it is said, one pure thought is one thought of the Buddha. When every thought is pure, every thought is of the Buddha. Beside us runs a small river, and the flowing water recites the Buddha's name. As you listen to it, it says, Namo Amitabha Buddha. The blowing wind also recites the Buddha's name, proclaiming the wonderful Mahayana Dharma. This state is the same as that in the land of ultimate bliss.
啊，极乐世界也就是水流风动演摩诃啊，七真池花四彩拥金波啊，那个七宝池啊开的那个莲花就白彩白光，红彩红光啊，黄彩黄光，赤彩赤光啊，这个青黄赤白黑，对这种光啊啊都放光来照我们这个人。
In the land of ultimate bliss, the water flows, the wind blows, proclaiming the Mahayana. In the pools of seven treasures are flowers of four colors and waves of solid gold. The lotuses which bloom in the pools made of the seven treasures are green colored of green light, yellow colored of yellow light, red colored of red light, white colored of white light, green, yellow, red, and white. The lights shine brightly.
那么说我们念佛，法师你讲这么半天了，究竟这个那么那么到是怎么回事？那么谁？那么你自己，不要那么人家啊，不要那么他人，要那么自己。想一想啊，我自己呀、啊，有这么深的善根，遇到念佛法门啊，这个南无呀，就是归命净头的意思，归依啊，我这个身心性命来恭敬投到阿弥陀佛的面前去。这个南无就是这样子啊，你要啊。想我自己以我这个身心性命来皈依啊阿弥陀佛。说那阿弥陀是什么意思啊？南无是归命净头，那么阿弥陀又是怎么讲呢？啊，当然有讲法了，你不要着急啊，我慢慢给你讲啊，这一次讲不完，那么再下回分解啊，下一回讲不完再下回分解啊，你不要着急，我一定叫你明白这个南无阿弥陀佛是怎么回事。
You say, Dharma Master, you have been explaining Buddha recitation for quite a while now, but ultimately, what is this Namo Namo all about? Namo what? Namo yourself. Don't Namo anyone else. Think of it this way. I have such good roots that I have learned to recite the Buddha's name.Namo means to return one's life and respectfully submit. This means to return your body, mind, and life and respectfully bow before Amitabha Buddha. Say to yourself, I take my body, mind, and life and return in refuge to Amitabha Buddha. You ask, well, if Namo means to return one's life and respectfully submit, what does Amitabha mean? Can you explain that? Of course I can. Don't be impatient. I'll tell you in due time. If I do not finish this time, I'll continue next time. And if I don't finish next time, I'll continue later on. Don't worry. I am determined to teach you what Namo Amitabha Buddha is all about.
阿弥陀呀是梵这个南无阿弥陀这都是梵语啊不是中文啊昨天果真说中文南无阿弥陀佛这完全错了你啊这个南无阿弥陀佛这都是梵语没有中文中文就那个佛字啊那是半梵语啊不是完全的梵语阿弥陀啊就是无量寿啊你啊念佛你自己能得到无量寿啊因为你归命净投无量寿佛所以自己呀、啊、你要愿意以念佛的功德来回向说我愿意活到99那绝对不会活到88啊一定会活到99啊说那我愿意活100岁那、啊、也可以的啊，只要你诚心念佛就做得到啊！尤其啊，我们现在今天这个里边的人我给你们预先授记你们其中一定会有愿意啊活长命的一定会随心满愿的那么可不能个个要诚心的那个哪一个诚心念佛哪一个就得到这种感应啊，能随心满愿
Namo Amitabha is Sanskrit. Yesterday, Guo Jin said it was Chinese, but that's completely wrong. Buddha is also Sanskrit. The Chinese character Fo is a partial transliteration of the word Buddha. Amitabha's other name, Amitayus, means limitless light. When you recite the Buddha's name, you obtain a limitless lifespan.Because you return your life and respectfully submit to the Buddha of limitless light, you may take the merit and virtue you obtain by reciting and live as long as you please. If you say, I want to live to be 99 years old, then you will certainly not depart at age 88. You will live to be 99. You say, but I want to live to be 100. You can do that too.All you need to do is recite the Buddha's name sincerely. This includes all of us gathered here today. I will now make a prediction. Those among you who want to live to a very old age will certainly get to do so. Not everyone, mind you, but only those who are sincere. Whoever recites sincerely will obtain that response and get his wish.
又叫无量光，这无量光啊就是无量的智慧光明就是开智慧啊！你无论你哪一个人诚心念佛也会开大智慧的啊，也会有啊真正的记忆力那么这是啊一定的所以这个阿弥陀就是又叫无量寿又叫无量光
Amitabha means limitless light the limitless lightis the light of wisdom, the opening of wisdom. Whoever recites sincerely can develop great wisdom and a faultless memory. There's no question about it. Amitayus means limitless life, and Amitabha means limitless light.
佛,佛也是梵语,梵语叫佛陀也,英文叫不大也,不大也。我给他起的就解释啊就说佛啊是不大啊是不大所以说不大不小非去非来哎、微尘世界交映莲台啊这个佛啊他不比我们人大和我们人是一样的不过他就是开悟了啊恢复本有的智慧了 俺们为什么俺们也不小，俺们也不比佛小啊，佛也不比俺们小啊，这个俺们就是啊，因为心里没有清净，没有恢复啊本有的智慧，没有啊开大智慧，所以俺们现在还是凡夫。
The word Buddha is also Sanskrit. I explain the word Buddha using the similar sounding Chinese phrase Bodha, which means not big. So I have a verse, neither great nor small, neither come nor gone. In numberless world systems, Buddhas shine upon each other's lotus thrones. The Buddha is not any bigger than we people are. Rather, he is just the same size. However, he has become enlightened and returned to his inherent wisdom. We are no smaller than the Buddha, and the Buddha is no smaller than we are. But, because our hearts are not pure, because we have not discovered our inherent wisdom or developed great wisdom, we are still common people.
啊，那个佛的脚也，啊，众生呢是迷也，啊，佛的脚者佛也，迷者众生。你脚悟了就是佛，啊，你没脚悟就是众生。脚悟的时候，那个佛也不比众生多什么。你迷的时候也不比佛少什么，啊，也没有增也没有减，但是啊，就是一个迷一个脚，啊，不同一点。
The Buddha is one who is enlightened. Living beings are those who are confused. When enlightened, one is a Buddha. When confused, one is a living being. To become enlightened is to become a Buddha. Before enlightenment, one is just a living being.When you become enlightened, you gain nothing that the living being doesn't have. When confused, one hasn't anything less than the Buddha has. There is no increasing and no decreasing. It is a question of whether you are confused or enlightened. That's where the difference lies.
就好像什么呢？这举一个很普通的例子来告诉你们各位。佛呀，就好就譬如啊，譬如并不是这样的啊，这个是一个比喻，你不要以为我这么一比喻，这个比喻就是这样的，不是的，这个完全是个假的，啊，这个佛呀就好像啊，这个一个大学教授似的，啊，但是啊，大学教授可不是佛，你们要清楚这一点啊。那么这个众生呢就好像学生似的啊，那么每一个学生都可以做大学教授啊，每一个大学教授又也可以做学生，嗯，这是一个比喻。那个佛呢可不是像大学教授那么笨啊，比大学教授更高超，所以啊，那么这是一个很浅的一个比喻，就是啊，形容佛呀和我们人呢是一样的。
I will illustrate this with a very simple analogy. Mind you, this is just an analogy. Don't take it literally, because it is all hypothetical. The Buddha is like a university professor. University professors are not Buddhas. You should be clear about that point. And living beings are like students.Every student can become a professor. Every professor can become a student. The Buddha is, however, wiser than professors. He's even higher than a professor. Remember, this is a mere analogy which demonstrates that the Buddha and people are the same.
为什么呢？我们要念佛呢？佛他为什么不念我呢？啊？我为什么要念南无阿弥陀佛？南无阿弥陀佛为什么不念我这个abstain 呢？啊，或者边叫什么？国语你叫什么名字来着？天啊，大句啊，不没有大句，这有个小句，你看和什么比啊？阿妈。 为什么他不念我呢？妈妈，为什么他不念我呢？啊，你问的有道理。啊，这个问题呀，可把我都迷糊住了，我都不知道怎么答复了。但是啊，我又想起来怎么样答复你，因为你没有发愿，啊，叫众生念你，那个佛呀。阿弥陀佛呀，在阴历的时候，他做法藏比丘，啊，他的法名叫法藏，他发了48大愿，每一个愿他都是这么说，他说我呀，将来要修行成佛的时候，我的国家呀是极乐的，清净的。没有啊五浊恶世这么样的浑浊啊，那么我要啊十方所有的众生，有人呢念我的名号，我就接他来到我这个国家来成佛，如果他不成佛的时候呢，我也不取正脚，我也不成佛，因为啊阿弥陀佛有这个愿力，所以我们现在呀，大家共同啊，异口同音，承念南无阿弥陀佛，这是啊，这个本照阿弥陀佛，啊，他往昔的愿力，依照他的，就是照着他这个愿力来呀，修行。
Then why should I chant the Buddha's name?Why doesn't the Buddha recite my name, you wonder? Why should I recite Namo Amitabha Buddha? Why doesn't the Buddha recite me? Why doesn't he recite my name? That's a good question. In fact, it's got me stumped. I don't know how to answer it, but I'll think up something. Ah, I know. It's because you've never made a vow to cause living beings to recite your name. The Buddha Amitabha,on the casual ground, was a bhikshu named Dharma Treasury, and he made 48 great vows. In every vow, he said, in the future, when my cultivation succeeds and I have become a Buddha, my country will be one of ultimate bliss and purity. The murkiness of the 5 turbidities will not exist within it. All living beings in the 10 directions who recite my name will be led to rebirth in my land, where they may realize Buddhahood.As long as one of them has not become a Buddha, I will not accomplish the right enlightenment. Because of the power of the vows of Amitabha Buddha, we have gathered here to recite, with different mouths but the same sound, Namo Amitabha Buddha. We all are cultivating by relying on the power of the vows of Amitabha Buddha.
那么这一念佛呀，阿弥陀佛就知道了，哎我以前和他签一个合同，和这个众生签一个合同，他要念我的名字，我就应该叫他成佛。如果我现在不接他成佛，我这个合同这是打妄语了，所以佛赶快就来接你去成佛去啊。有的人就说哦，那么远，西方极乐世界有10万亿佛度，那么远怎么去法呢？啊，是坐飞机，不知要多少钱飞机票呢？坐火车啊，又要多少钱呢？啊，坐 bus 坐汽车，去自己开汽车能不能到那儿呢？啊，这个不要担这个心， 啊，第一个就一念间就到了，什么什么这个票都不要买，哎、啊，不，这个一念就升到极乐世界，十万亿佛度啊，不超出你一念。
When we recite the Buddha's name, Amitabha Buddha knows about it. Hey, I signed a contract with that living being saying that if he kept my name in mind, I would lead him to become a Buddha. If I don't guide him to the Buddhahood now, the contract is nothing but a lie. And the Buddha hurries right over to guide you to Buddhahood. Someone says, but the western land of ultimate bliss is so far away, hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddha lands. How can I go there? Can I take a plane? How much will the ticket cost? How much is the train fare? Can I take a bus or drive myself? Don't worry about that. You can arrive in a single thought. You don't have to buy any tickets at all. In a single thought, you can be reborn in the land of ultimate bliss. Hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddha lands are not beyond that one single thought.
这个佛呀、啊、以前和一切众生是一样的，不单和人是一样的，和一切的这个有生命的众生都是一样的，甚至于这个蚊虫啊这个疯子啊这个蚂蚁啊，因为他和众生是一样，所以他以后就发菩提心，发菩提心就行菩萨道，啊，自利利他，自脚脚他，啊，自意意他，啊，自度度他，他所行所作都是没有自私心。啊，都是大公无私的，是帮助一切人啊。他在因地修行，舍他的生命来救度众生啊。他看见那个老虎要饿死了，他把他这个身体布施给老虎吃。他看那个鹰啊，吃这个巧鸟那个鹰啊，啊，要饿死，他把他身上的肉布施给这个鹰吃，割肉喂鹰，割解他的身体来喂鹰。
Previously, the Buddha was the same as every other living being. Not only was he the same as human beings, he was the same as all living creatures, even mosquitoes, bees, and ants.Because he shared this kinship, he later brought forth the thought of enlightenment. Having brought forth the thought of enlightenment, he practiced the Bodhisattva way, benefiting himself and benefiting others, enlightening himself and enlightening others, helping himself and helping others, saving himself and saving others. There was no selfishness in the things he did. He was open and unselfish. He helped everyone.When he cultivated in the causal ground, he gave up his very life to rescue living beings. The Buddha saw a tiger about to starve to death, and he offered his body to the tiger as food. When he saw a hawk on the brink of death, he fed his own flesh to it, slicing the meat from his bones in order to feed it.
你们各位想一想，这个老虎是最恶的一种禽兽，这个鹰啊，是最恶的一种飞禽。啊，这个老虎啊，是兽类的最恶的，这个鹰是啊鸟类的一个最恶的啊。那么这样最恶的众生，他看见他要饿死，他都啊把自己的生命不要来救他们的生命，因为他有这样伟大的精神啊。所以呀、啊，他就成佛了。他成佛，啊，是不是就享这个成佛的快乐呢？
不是，他还呀不忘所有的这个众生，所以他又来度众生，教化众生。这是啊，佛自脚也圆满了，脚他也圆满了，令其他人呢也脚悟。那么这叫脚横圆满，脚所修行的这个横门都圆满了，这叫三脚圆。万德贝他呀，一举一动都是帮助其他人啊，所以呀、啊，他这个德行也圆满了啊，德行圆满了啊，所以叫佛。这是啊，佛的大概一个意思。
Think it over. The tiger is the most ferocious of beasts, and the hawk is one of the fiercest of birds. But when the Buddha saw these evil creatures were starving, he gave up his life to save them. Because he had such a great magnanimous spirit, he became a Buddha. After he became a Buddha, did he then sit back and enjoy the bliss of Buddhahood? No, he did not forget all living beings. He saved them. He taught and transformed them. The Buddha has three kinds of enlightenment. One, self-enlightenment. The second, the enlightenment of others. And third, the perfection of enlightenment and conduct. He enlightens himself, and he enlightens all living beings, and has perfected the practices of his cultivation. Perfect in the triple enlightenment, replete with the myriad of virtues, he is called Buddha. As to myriad virtues, in every move the Buddha makes, he benefits others, thus perfecting his virtuous conduct. That is why we call him Buddha. This has been a general explanation of the term.
不是单单的佛他能成佛，咱们所有的人都可以成佛，所以呀、啊、这样咱们才呀、啊、这个信佛呀才没有迷信。不像啊其他的宗教啊，说只有我呀是一个真神，其余的都是假的。你就是啊怎么样子相信我，你只可以给我做奴隶，你不能啊到我这个地位。因为这样子这个呢就有一种啊好像专制独裁啊不公平。那么佛呢，人人都可以成佛，人人都可以啊做佛，所以呢这个是一个最民主的一种宗教啊，最公平的一种宗教啊，完全没有自私心，完全没有啊自利的心啊，是大公无私，至正不偏啊，那么对一切众生啊都和自他看一切众生和自己是一样的，所以呀、啊、他就要度一切众生。
Not just a Buddha can realize Buddhahood. Everyone can become a Buddha. That is why our faith in the Buddha is not superstitious, which literally means confused faith. Buddhism is not like other religions whose deities claim, I am the true God, all others are false. No matter how faithful you believe in me, you will eternally be my inferior. Never can you occupy my position. Religion such as this is dictatorial, authoritarian, and unjust. On the other hand, everyone can become a Buddha. This is why Buddhism is the most democratic religion, the most just religion. The Buddha is completely devoid of selfishness, thoroughly devoid of desire for self-benefit. He is open, generous, and impartial, straightforward, true, and unprejudiced. He sees all living beings as identical with himself, and so he wants to take them all across.
有的人呢、啊、听见这样讲啊就生了一种骄傲心了。为什么生骄傲心呢？他 他没有想啊，这个佛是修行而成佛的。他说：“哦，人人都是佛，我不需要修行，我就是佛。Everybody is Buddha。”这是太邪知邪见了。不错，人人都可以成佛，你要修行才能成佛，你开悟才能证得佛果。你不修行，你也没有开悟啊，你成是一个什么佛啊？你成这个佛呀，这是个愚痴佛、迷佛啊，又愚痴又迷啊，什么都不明白啊，听人家讲啊，你也不懂那意思啊，你也成了佛了，这是啊不可以。为什么我要这样说呢？因为呀，在过去我遇到很多这样的人啊，所以呀我对你们各位讲一讲。
Hearing this, someone has become arrogant. Why? It doesn't occur to him that the Buddha became a Buddha by virtue of his cultivation. He says, "Oh, everyone is a Buddha. I don't have to cultivate. I am a Buddha. Everybody is a Buddha." This person has deviant understanding and heterodox views. It's true that everyone can become a Buddha, but in order to do so, one must cultivate. When you become enlightened, you can certify to the result of Buddhahood. If you do not cultivate and have not become enlightened, what kind of Buddha are you? You are a stupid Buddha, a confused Buddha. Muddled and dense, you understand nothing. You hear others talk about it, misunderstanding them, yet consider yourself a Buddha, too. This is not permissible. Why do I mention all of this? Because in the past I have met many people who have held such views, and so I decided to tell you about it.
那么现在俺们讲这个净度法门，这个念佛呀叫净度法门。净度就是西方极乐世界阿弥陀佛啊那个国度，所以叫净度啊。这个净度法门呢，没有人明白，没有人懂，所以在佛的弟子之中也没有人请问这种法门。你佛的弟子那么呢他们那样大的智慧都不懂这个法门啊，谁也不知道问请问这个法门。所以这个阿弥陀经啊，就是方才呀咱们大家念的，这叫阿弥陀佛经。这一部经啊，是不问自说的。佛所说的经典都是有啊当机众当机者，谁是当机呀、谁就请问。好像那个金刚经，这须菩提就是一个当机众啊，他请问佛呀这个说这个金刚经。弥陀经呢，所有这个这佛的弟子啊，都没有人懂这个法门的啊，甚至于大智会这个舍利弗啊，他也不懂。所以佛呢是不问自说，没有人请问这一部经，佛自己呀向这个舍利弗来说的啊，说这个经典。那么由这一点呢来看，这个佛说阿弥陀经啊这是啊非常重要的，这是啊度一些个有大智慧的人，没有智慧的人根本就不明白啊。所以我们现在能大家聚会到一起来呀修这种念佛的法门啊，这是啊释迦牟尼佛呀 最高兴的一件事，也是阿弥陀佛呀最欢喜的一件事。
We will now discuss the Pure Land Dharma Door Buddha recitation. The Pure Land is the western land of ultimate bliss, the country of Amitabha Buddha. When the Buddha was in the world, no one understood the Pure Land Dharma Door. This is why not even one of the Buddha's disciples even thought to request instruction in this technique. The Buddha's disciples, with their great wisdom, didn't understand it. No one thought of asking for it, and so the Amitabha Sutra, which we just recited, was spoken by the Buddha without request. All the other sutras which the Buddha spoke were requested by an interlocutor. For example, in the Vajra Sutra, the interlocutor was Subhuti, who asked the Buddha to speak the sutra. Since none of the Buddha's disciples understood this Dharmadhara Pure Land recitation, not even the great and wise Sariputra, the Buddha spoke the Amitabha Sutra to Sariputra without waiting to be asked. It is an extremely important sutra and takes across those of great wisdom. Those who lack wisdom are not able to understand it. That we now have met to cultivate this method of Buddha recitation makes Sakyamuni Buddha very happy and pleases Amitabha Buddha a great deal too.
那个念佛法门呢，简简单单的来讲有四种。这四种呢，第一就是观想念佛，第二观相念佛，第三是持名念佛，第四是实相念佛。
Simply explained, there are four kinds of Buddha recitation. The first is contemplating by thought of Buddha recitation. The second, contemplating an image Buddha recitation. The third, holding the name Buddha recitation. And the fourth, real mark Buddha recitation.
这个观想念佛呀，你就要做一种啊观啊想想啊什么呢，想阿弥陀佛身金色的，阿弥陀佛是身，这个全身都是金色的，相好光明无等伦，阿弥陀佛这个相好啊也是没有比的，阿弥陀佛的光明啊也是没有比的，所以这个相好光明无等伦啊，阿弥陀佛呀也是有三十二相，八十种好，八十种随行好啊，光明遍照啊一切有缘的众生，谁有缘，这个阿弥陀佛的光就照谁。俺们现在呀打佛七，你谁有诚心，那个阿弥陀佛的光啊就会照你哪一个啊，要啊真诚的心，拿出真心来念佛，拿出啊真心来，不怕苦不怕辛苦啊来念佛，那么这个要用至诚恳切的心来念佛。
In contemplating by thought Buddha recitation, one contemplates the following verse. Amitabha Buddha's body is of golden hue, his fine marks brilliant beyond compare. The white hair mark winds as high as five Mount Sumerus, and his purple eyes are as deep and clear as four great seas. Countless transformation Buddhas appear within his light, with transformation Bodhisattvas also numberless. His 48 vows take living beings across in 9 grains of lotuses to reach the other shore. Amitabha Buddha's body is of golden hue. Amitabha Buddha's entire body is gold. His fine marks brilliant beyond compare. His characteristics are incomparable. Amitabha's light is unequaled. He has 32 marks and 80 minor characteristics of a Buddha. His brilliant light pervasively illumines all living beings with whom he has an affinity. Whoever is sincere in his recitation during this session may be illuminated by Amitabha's light, but your heart must be truly sincere. Bring forth your true heart to recite the Buddha's name, and don't fear suffering or pain. You must be extremely sincere and earnest.
这相好光明无灯轮，白好婉转无虚名。那个阿弥陀佛呀，这个二目中间，二眉中间有一个白毫像。这个白毫像啊，有多大呢？有五个须弥山那么大。这个须弥山有多大呢？须弥山呢，啊，这个是最高的。须弥，这俺们所有的山呢，须弥山是最高的。须弥山呢，这个四王天呢，俺们所看见这个虚空啊，这叫四王天。这个须弥山呢，高过四王天一半，哎，透过四王天去，比四王天还高，啊。那么阿弥陀佛这个像呢，白毫啊，这个白毫比那个五个须弥山都大，你看这有多大。
The white-haired mark winds as high as five Mount Sumerus. In the space between Amitabha's eyebrows, there is a white-haired mark. How big is it? As big as five Mount Sumerus. And how high is Mount Sumeru? Mount Sumeru is the highest mountain there is. None of our mountains are as high. The empty space that we see is called the Heaven of the Four Kings. Mount Sumeru is twice as high as this heaven. In other words, the Heaven of the Four Kings is located halfway up Mount Sumeru. Amitabha Buddha's white-haired mark is five times as high as Mount Sumeru. How high do you think this is?
啊，甘木澄清四大海呀，阿弥陀佛那个眼睛啊，就单单那个眼睛就有四个大海那么大。啊，你说这是不是 big eyes 啊？啊，四个大海那么大的眼睛，啊，甘木澄清四大海，他那甘木碧绿色的这个眼睛啊，啊，有四个大海那么大。那么你说那个身体有多大呢？啊，这个身体呀、啊。有百亿那么多的三千大千世界那么大，哈。
His purple eyes are as deep and clear as four great seas. Amitabha Buddha's eyes alone are as large as four seas. Now, would you say he has big eyes? His purple eyes, bright and clear, are as big as four great seas. So how big would you say his entire body is?His body is as big as 100 million trichilocosms.
你看，这个，白毫婉转五须弥，甘木澄清四大海，光中化佛无数亿。这阿弥陀佛那个又放光，啊，他眼睛也放光，耳朵也放光，鼻子也放光，口也放光，都是，啊，什么地儿都是放光的，啊，每一个汗毛孔上啊。那个汗毛孔上就现出啊无量无边那么多的世界，那么多的佛啊，你看这个是，哎呀，你想你心里想都想不到那么大了啊。光中化佛无数亿，化出来的佛呀不知多少，化菩萨众亦无边，在他每一个汗毛孔啊毫毛孔上啊化出来的菩萨也是无量无边那么多。
Countless transformation Buddhas appear within his light. Amitabha Buddha emits light from his eyes, his ears, his nose, and his mouth. His entire body pours forth light, and from every hair pore on his body appear Buddhas from boundless universes. See? Your mind can't possibly conceive of anything so big. No one knows how many transformation Buddhas he creates. With transformation Bodhisattvas also numberless.The bodhisattvas, which appear on every single hair pore of his body, are also boundless.
四十八愿度众生啊，他有四十八愿呢，来教化众生，九品显令登彼岸啊，他这个莲花分出九品，九品呢，九九八十一品，那个怎么叫九品呢？有上品，有中品，有下品，就是啊，这个分出九品，就上上品、上中品、上下品，就上三品，中上品、中中品、中下品，这中三品，下上品、下中品、下下品，这下三品。但是在每一品里头又分出来这个九品，啊，所以这九九是八十一品。这个八十一品莲花，那个大的莲花啊，大的莲花有多大呢？大的莲花啊，能有啊，大要一百个梅果这么大。啊，那个小的莲花呢啊，就有啊一个回的有这个梅果这么大，小的莲花啊，这举出啊这么一个例子，你们大家就可以知道一个大概了。那么这是啊，莲花越大的呢，你成佛坐的那莲花上那个法身也大；莲花小的呢，像一个梅果这个面积啊这么大的梅果全果这么大的一坨莲花，那么那个佛也这法身也就和全梅果这么大的面积一个样的。所以你啊，那个佛呀，画出来的佛也不可思议，还有四十八愿度众生，九品显令登彼岸，这是一个观想念佛。
His 48 vows take living beings across. He has made 48 vows to teach and transform living beings. In 9 grades of lotuses to reach the other shore. His lotuses are divided into 9 grades. The first, superior birth in the superior grade. The second, superior rebirth in the middle grade. Third, superior rebirth in the lower grade. Fourth, middle rebirth in the superior grade. Fifth, middle rebirth in the middle grade. Sixth, middle rebirth in the lower grade. Seventh, lower rebirth in the superior grade. Eighth, lower rebirth in the middle grade. And ninth, lower rebirth in the lower grade. Each of these 9 grades in turn divides into 9, making 9 times 9, or 81 grades in all. Among the 81 grades, how big is the largest lotus? It's about 100 times as big as the United States of America. A small lotus is about the size of this country. This should give you a general idea. The bigger your lotus is, the bigger your Dharma body will be when you realize Buddhahood and sit upon the lotus throne. If your lotus is the size of a single USA, then as a Buddha you will also be just about that big. The Buddha's transformation bodies are inconceivable. This is called contemplation by thought Buddha recitation.
在我们这听经呢，有几个蚊子啊，他们就想了啊，他想啊，佛像怎么会这么大呢？这我不相信啊。不，这个是应该他不相信，因为他太小了，所以就不会相信有大的啊。他不但不相信佛是那么大，他也不相信人是这么大啊。他虽然看见这个人呢，他不知道这个人是什么，他以为这个人呢就是个须弥山啊。俺们每一个人呢都有个须弥山，什么是俺们自己那个须弥山呢？我今天把这个最微妙的法告诉你们，就是你们那个共高我慢不相信。
As we sit here listening to the lecture, several mosquitoes among us are thinking, oh, how can the Buddha be that big? I don't believe it.
It's fitting that they don't believe it, because they are so small, they can't believe they could be something that big. Not only do they not believe that the Buddha is as big as he is, they also don't believe people are as big as they are. Although they may see a person, they don't know what a person is. They think we are Mount Sumerus. Each one of us is, in fact, a Mount Sumeru. What does that mean? Today I'll reveal this most subtle and wonderful Dharma. Your Mount Sumeru is just your arrogance, your smugness, and your disbelief.
Okay, 今天就讲这么多，还有三个没讲完，你们完全做梦回来，有人告诉你们。
Okay, that's all there is for today. There are still three more types of Buddha recitation to be discussed. Perhaps someone will tell you in a dream tonight what they are. If not, I'll explain them tomorrow. August 19th, 1975, Instructional Talks.
今天呢，这个念佛期是第二天了。头一天呢，不知道南无阿弥陀佛是怎么回事，所以啊，我来给大家解释一下。这第二天呢，那么。 每一个人用功啊，就应该知道怎么样用功了，怎么样念佛了。在这个念佛的时候，声音也不要太大了，哎，太大，这个对这个气呀会受伤，但是也不能太小了，啊。 你太小了，就容易昏沉，容易啊，没有精神了。你没有精神呢，昏沉，自己所念的南无阿弥陀佛，自己都听不见了。那么你自己听不见，你心里也就没有南无阿弥陀佛的存在。 所以必须要啊，念佛的声音啊，口里要念的声音清清楚楚的，额头要听的这个声音清清楚楚的，心里啊要观想阿弥陀佛。 和这个念佛的声音清清楚楚的，啊，就是一秒钟也不要把这个时间空过去，时时刻刻都提起来这个念佛的这一念，来呀，啊，诚心诚意的。 念南无阿弥陀佛。那么这个，念佛呀，这个念头不要叫它断了，时时刻刻的继续来念佛。
Today is the second day of the Buddha recitation session. Yesterday, you didn't know what the recitation of Namo Amitabha Buddha was all about, and so I explained it to you. By now, each of you should know how to apply effort in reciting the Buddha's name. When reciting, don't sing too loudly, or it may injure your constitution. However, if you recite too quietly, it's easy to doze off and lose your vitality. When you are drowsy, you are not able to hear yourself recite. If you can't hear yourself recite, then Namo Amitabha Buddha will not be present in your heart. So it is necessary to recite out loud
so that your ears hear the sound clearly and distinctly, and your mind contemplates the sound clearly and distinctly. Don't waste even a single second. At all times be mindful of your Buddha recitation. Say Namo Amitabha Buddha with sincerity and concentration. Your mindfulness should be uninterrupted. Continue reciting at all times without a break.
在昨天晚间所讲的这个观想念佛，今天呢再继续讲这个观相念佛。观相啊，因为观想啊不容易啊把你的心量放大了，观想这个阿弥陀佛啊这么大的法身，那么你可以啊就预备一个佛像，一个阿弥陀佛的像，你在这儿啊对着阿弥陀佛像来念佛啊，也就啊注意阿弥陀佛呀、二眉中间两个眉毛中间那个白毫相光，这个白毫相啊你观想啊这个佛像白毫相，那么由这个白毫相啊又放大光明，尽虚空遍法界都得到啊这个阿弥陀佛的光明遍照啊。那么在阿弥陀佛的光里边就现出来啊无量诸佛啊，也现出来啊无量的菩萨，这样啊做观想啊，像这个像，这叫观相念佛。
Last night I explained the first of the four techniques of recitation, contemplating by thought. Today I will continue with the second, contemplation of an image Buddha recitation. When you contemplate using thought, Amitabha Buddha's Dharma body is so large that it is not easy to expand the measure of your mind to contemplate it. As an alternative, you may set up an image of Amitabha Buddha and practice mindfulness of the Buddha while facing the image. Look closely at the white hair mark between the Buddha's eyebrows. The white hair mark will emit a great light which will travel to the end of space throughout the Dharma realm, so that all places will receive its illumination. Within Amitabha Buddha's light appears limitless Buddhas and countless Bodhisattvas. This is the method called contemplation of an image Buddha recitation.
第三呢，就是持名念佛。这个持名念佛呀，就是只持这个六字洪名的名号，佛的名号来念佛啊。那么这个只持名号又分出来有有声念佛有无声念佛，有声念佛就是我们开镜的时候大家就同声啊称念南无阿弥陀佛，这有这一个声音。无声念佛就是啊坐着的时候还是啊专一其心默默啊 来承念南无阿弥陀佛这个名号啊，这叫默念，又叫啊金刚念。
The third is holding the name Buddha recitation, in which one repeats the six-syllable vast name Namo Amitabha, that is Namo Amitabha, Buddha. This technique is divided into audible recitation and soundless recitation. Here in the Dharma assembly, we practice audible recitation. When the bell is rung, everyone recites Namo Amitabha Buddha in unison, making a melodious sound. Soundless recitation refers to the period when we sit in silence while single-mindedly reciting Namo Amitabha Buddha. This is called silent recitation, or Vajra recitation.